Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code?
15466.
Repeat it one more time.
15466.
Thank you. Is your first and last name?
Lisa Morris, Morris.
Thank you. What was your order then, ma'am?
I don't know what it was. I didn't order anything, and there is a charge on my bank statement for $68.99, and I
Repeat
didn't
the
order
zip.
anything.
Can you repeat your zip code one more time, please?
15466. I just called a few minutes ago and she couldn't find it. She told me that I needed the credit card number that I would have been charged to.
15466.
15466.
Your first name is Lisa.
Yes, or it could be under David.
Okay, thank you. Okay, do you have a different phone number?
724-984-8051.
Okay, repeat it one more time, a little bit slower, please.
724-984-8051.
Thank you. Yes, our last option will be trying to pull it up with the phone number that you're with the card information. We'll need the first six and last four numbers, ma'am.
The first six
Please.
numbers,
Yes, first six and the last four.
516284, and then the last four are 8943.
Okay, so you said 516284-8943, correct?
Yes.
Do you and your husband have joint account?
Yes.
So do you have the other card with you?
What other card?
You and your husband don't have like joint accounts, like what I mean that you have two separate cards but one account?
No, there's only one card.
Okay. No, ma'am, there's no records being pulled up with your card. That means our company is not the one that's billing you. You have the wrong number or our company either or.
This is what's on my bank statement under the
If we
charge.
were billing you, it would have pulled up immediately with the card information, even if the account is under a different first and
Okay,
last name with your card.
it says purchase SIG. It gave you the number, and then it says Lidl, and then your phone number, New York, and it's 6889, and that's what's on my bank statement.
I understand what you're stating, but we have more than 300 companies with more than 300 lines. I'm not able to pull up an account for you with your card information, so we cannot assist you. We're not pulling up any account with you with your card, ma'am.
So basically, I'm getting hacked.
I'm not saying that. I'm just stating we're not pulling an account, so we cannot assist you till we have an account. We're not the company that is billing you, though, because if we were billing you, the account would have pulled up immediately.
So how do I find out
Is there?
who is billing me?
You will have to contact your financial institution member and advise them what we're advising you.
I'm sorry.
You will have to contact your financial institution and advise them what we're advising you.
Okay. Yeah, because I was at home, or I was at work, and then I came home, and I didn't buy anything, so. All right. I
Is
guess
there
I'm gonna
something
call
else
them
I
and tell
can?
them to stop payment.
You can advise them what I am advising you. Is there something else I can assist you with, ma'am?
Okay.
There something else I can assist you with?
No, nope, that was it.
Okay, thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I apologize about any inconvenience.
That's okay. It's not your fault. Okay, have a nice Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you for calling customer care.